following the ox and not even quite seeing the ox. You might see that you see the ox by thinking or by your own evaluation. And even seeing the ox, there are the many different stages and all the clarity about how clearly you see it. See? Farther in the distance, this and Yastanila, she used to talk about it quite often, see? Even the farther in the distance, you see the ox, then you shouldn't be confused with ox and dog or cat or rat. You recognize the ox, but it's very vague, see? And yet it's for sure you have seen it. And also, say you might see it just in front of you, see? You see very clearly. Male or female? General. How old? Is it very old or young? Then until you catch it, maybe, that is to be that the first stage, so the first set that Dogen Zenji talking about, see, following the Buddha way is to follow oneself. Then following the self is to forget the self, see? This catching the ox, said without forgetting yourself, you can't catch it, see? So even those who are working on the koans, if you really don't see this, see? Where the no self, what the no self means, really. If you don't really experience it, that state of so-called forgetting the self, I can't quite say that you haven't got an ox yet. In other words, you are not really one with the ox yet, see? Then from that catching the ox, herding the ox, and how on the next stage, riding on it and returning the home and arriving home and forget the ox, and yet there the man remains. And that man is to be forgotten. In other words, this Dogen Zenji says, forget the self. That even comes up to that part, see? And actually, see, it comes up to that even that eighth stage. All different kinds and all different shades of forgetting the self too, see? Until you really come to that stage of eighth. So, it is interesting thing. Well, this is the thing I want to talk more in detail. How that when we come to these stages, but in this case, how herding the ox. Still, you really have to hold the tether tight, and still have to use the whip. To really tame it down and to become more genuine and tamed. So it's not a really easy thing to do. And why it is so, see? And Dr. Suzuki says, because of a self-deceiving mind. Because of this self-deceiving mind, we can't quite see that awakened mind, see? Enlightenment. So this particular phrases here, so there are two phrases. Though enlightenment, all this turns into truth, but falsehood asserts itself when confusion prevails. This goes in a kind of a parallel to the passage. It says in the first stage, the first picture, I see it, and searching for the ox. The beast has never gone astray, and what is the use of searching for him? The next two phrases. The reason why the ox herd is not on intimate terms with him is because the ox herd himself has violated his own innermost nature. There, that self-deceiving thought arises, see?